Blessings of Prayer. Heavenly Father promises great blessings to those who pray. As you probably know, we are blessed if we keep the commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 through 21. After all, the Lord gives us instruction so that we can have joy. But what does it mean to be blessed? Sometimes you may think of blessings in such general, vague terms that they lose part of their significance. But every commandment brings you specific blessings when you live it. For example, have you thought about the blessings Heavenly Father sends you when you pray? If you search the Scriptures, you might be surprised at how many blessings are waiting for you because you pray. Just look up pray in the topical guide. Here are some of the blessings promised to you if you're diligent in prayer, as well as the Scriptures where you can read more about them. Forgiveness, Enos chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. Alma chapter 34, verse 17. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 1. Blessings for your family, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 21. Ability to overcome temptation, Alma chapter 34, verse 39. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 33. Confidence to enter God's presence, Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 17. Actions that are consecrated, 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. Strength, that ye faint not, Doctrine and Covenants, section 75, verse 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 126. Wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5. Alma chapter 5, verses 45 through 46. Doctrine and Covenants, section 32, verse 4. Guidance and revelation through the Holy Ghost. Alma chapter 17, verse 3. Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 13 through 14. Protection, Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. So the next time you hear someone say that you'll be blessed for keeping the commandment to pray always, see 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 15 and 18, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, verse 39. Remember that it's more than just a phrase. Heavenly Father has specific blessings set aside for His faithful children, and often we simply need to ask for them and live worthy of them. Sidebars. Acts of love. While sincere prayer brings many blessings, it's important to remember that we shouldn't keep commandments just to receive blessings. We should keep the commandments to show our love and gratitude to God. Love is the motivating influence in God's actions, and it should be the motivating factor in ours as well. See Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. The object of prayer. Prayer is the act by which the will of the Father and the will of the child are brought into correspondence with each other. The object of prayer is not to change the will of God, but to secure for ourselves and for others blessings that God is already willing to grant, but that are made conditional on our asking for them. Blessings require some work or effort on our part before we can obtain them. Prayer is a form of work and is an appointed means for obtaining the highest of all blessings. Bible Dictionary, Prayer. End of the article, Blessings of Prayer.